Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 10, The Discussion Between Jadabharat and Maharaj Rahugana. Part 1, King Rahugana Chastises Jadabharat. Shukadeva Goswami continued. My dear King Parikshit, after this, King Rahugana, ruler of the states known as Sindhu and Sauvira, was going to Kapila Ashram. When the king's chief palanquin carriers reached the banks of the river Ikshumati, they needed another carrier. Therefore, they began searching for someone, and by chance, they came upon Jadabharata. They considered the fact that Jadabharata was very young and strong, and had firm limbs like cows and asses. And so Jadabharata was quite fit to carry loads. Thinking in this way, although the great soul Jadabharata was unfit for such work, nonetheless they unhesitatingly forced Jadabharata to carry the palanquin. The palanquin, however, was very erratically carried by Jadabharata due to his sense of nonviolence. As Jadabharata stepped forward, he would check before him every 3 feet, just to see whether he was about to step on ants. Consequently, Jadabharata could not keep pace with the other carriers. And due to this, the palanquin was shaking. And so King Rahugana immediately asked the carriers, "Why are you carrying this palanquin unevenly? Better carry it properly." When the palanquin carriers heard the threatening words of Maharaj Rahugana, they became very afraid of his punishment, and they began to speak to the king. "O Lord, please note that we are not at all negligent in discharging our duties. Faithfully we have been carrying this palanquin according to your desire. But this man who has been recently engaged to work with us cannot walk very swiftly, and therefore we are not able to carry the palanquin with him." King Rahugana could understand the speeches given by the carriers who were afraid of being punished. Rahugana could also understand that simply due to the fault of one person, the palanquin was not being carried properly. Knowing this perfectly well and hearing their appeal, King Rahugana became a little angry. Although he was very advanced in political science and was very experienced, Rahugana's anger arose due to his inborn nature as a king. Actually, King Rahugana's mind was covered by the mode of passion, and Rahugana therefore spoke as follows to Jadabharata, whose Brahman effulgence was not clearly visible, being covered like a fire covered by ashes. "How troublesome this is, my dear brother. Certainly you appear very fatigued, because you have carried this palanquin alone, without assistance, for a long time and for a long distance. Besides that, due to your old age, you must have become greatly troubled. My dear friend, I see that you are not very firm, nor very strong and stout. Are your fellow carriers not cooperating with you?" In this way, the king criticized Jadabharata with sarcastic words, Yet, despite being criticized in this way, Juddha Bharat had no bodily conception of the situation. For Juddha Bharat knew that he was not the body. Juddha Bharat had attained his spiritual identity. Juddha Bharat was neither fat, nor lean, nor thin. Nor had Juddha Bharat anything to do with a lump of matter, a combination of the five gross and three subtle elements. Juddha Bharat had nothing to do with the material body and its two hands and two legs. In other words, Juddha Bharat had completely realized his spiritual identity, Aham Brahmasmi. Juddha Bharat was therefore unaffected by this sarcastic criticism from the king. Without saying anything, Juddha Bharat continued carrying the palanquin as before. And thereafter, when the king saw that his palanquin was still being shaken by the carriers, Rahugana became very angry. "You rascal! What are you doing? Are you dead despite the life within your body? Do you not know that I am your master? You are disregarding me, and you are not carrying out my order. For this disobedience, I shall now punish you, just as Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, punishes sinful people. So now, I shall give you proper treatment, so that you will come to your senses and do the correct thing." Recorded April 2, 2024 by Nirantaradasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Yanmayaya Durjayaya Mang Vadanti Jagadguru Vilajamanaya Yasya Satum Icha Pathe Muya Vimohita Vikathande Mamaham Iti Surdiyaha Narayana Paraveda Deva Narayanang Jaha Narayana Paraloka Narayana Paramukha Narayana Paro Yobo Narayana Parang Japaha Narayana Parang Dhyanam Narayana Paragati Madhyana Timurangasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Trinadapi Sumi Jaina Charar Iva Sahishnu Na Amani Na Mana Dina Kirtaniya Sada Hari Kalam Kalau Natsiva 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 Gatir Anipa Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Krishi Namaha Pancha Tatma Kam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Swarupa Kam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shakti Kam Nithai Gorang Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Goda Hari Goda Hari Goda Hari Nithai Gauranga Goda Hari Goda Hari Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Rupam Sabrajatam Sahagana Vagunapthanditam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Lord Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
I offer obeisances and I meditate upon Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is also known as Vasudeva. His invincible potency influences the less intelligent class of men to call me Brahmaji, the Supreme Controller. The Lord's illusory energy cannot take precedence, being ashamed of her position. But those who are bewildered by her always talk nonsense, being absorbed in thoughts of, "It is I, it is mine." The Vedic literatures are made by and are meant for Narayana. The demigods are also meant for serving Narayana as parts of his body. The different planets are also meant for the sake of Narayana. And different sacrifices are performed just to please Narayana. All different types of meditation or mysticism are means for realizing Narayana. All austerities are aimed at achieving Narayana. Culture of transcendental knowledge is for getting a glimpse of Narayana. And ultimately, salvation is entering the kingdom of Narayana. Om Tat Sat.